Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and hope step. Welcome to the Word from the Point Gold Cup Network Blog Talk Radio Show and Podcast. My name is Kwame Benta, and I am going to be your host today on this Friday. And it is the 30th of October, 2020. And today is Factual Friday. And we're going to talk about the five-hour rule that I came across not too long ago, reading another book that I am reading. And the name of the book is called A Pot to Piss In. And what is the five-minute rule? Well, the five-minute rule is this. You are being irresponsible if you're not spending at least 5 hours a week learning something to enhance your life. Let me repeat that. You're being irresponsible if you're not spending at least 5 hours a week learning something to enhance your life. That's the five-minute rule. You know, we are so caught up in distractions. You know, right now we're here a few days away from the presidential election, the national elections, and so all you see on the news, all you see on social media is President and the former Vice President, Donald Trump and Joe Biden, battling it out to see who's going to be the one to becomes the President of the United States of America. And I know some people are probably going to lose a few friends, and it's probably because they want their friend after all. But there's a lot of distractions going on in this world, and that is one of them. I wouldn't call COVID-19 too much a distraction because people are dying from this pandemic that has taken over the planet for most of 2020. Where people have lost their jobs, people are being evicted from their home, family members are dying in hospitals and they can't be around their loved ones because they won't even let them in a hospital, you know. So to be around the people that are in there sick because this virus is supposed to be so contagious. You have people walking around the street wearing masks. You have people walking around not wearing masks. You got people arguing and fighting over people not wearing masks. You know, because they think that everybody should comply and wear a mask whenever they're out in public. I don't know all the figures about, you know, the survival rate of this virus, but I understand that it's very high, you know, and, you know, my heart goes out to everybody that has suffered from it, you know. But we're here to talk about some things like we always do, that I hope will help enhance your life, you know, because there's so many things that the school system did not teach us. You know, we never really learned about money. And the school was designed to teach us about money. You know, one topic they would have taught us, they would have taught us about taxes, how to minimize our taxes. Do you know if you are a W-2 worker, that you will be probably paying about 40 or more percent of your income for the rest of the time that you're working for somebody. And that's just the taxes that comes out of your paycheck. That doesn't include your taxes that you have to spend when you're buying products or services outside of the job. When you go to the grocery store, when you go to the gas station, there's so many ways that they are getting our tax dollars. But the craziest thing about it, the tax money that we're paying is not even paying for the goods and the services and the infrastructure and all those things that we think that the tax dollars are going to on the federal level, because the taxes are being used to pay off a debt. This country's in debt, very, very much in debt. And they're in a debt that could not ever be paid off. And eventually, it's all going to come tumbling down. But they didn't teach us about money. They didn't teach us that gold is money. You know, we think that this paper, this digital currency that we work for now, and it is a digital currency that most of us work for now, because now we have what we call direct deposit, where the money, the cash is that you earn is to deposit directly into your account. And now you take your little plastic card to wherever you want to go to buy goods and services. So you really never even see it anymore unless you decide you want to go to the ATM machine or you want to get some cash back when you make a purchase. You know, not too long ago, a friend of mine said, I was working as a personal fitness trainer, and I had some coins in my pocket, so I had to take them out of my pocket. You know, he said, man, people don't have change. No more. Why are you walking around with change? And I'm saying, what? He said, yeah, you know, most people, you know, they use cards these days. Most people don't even carry any cash with them around anymore. You know, and so what I'm saying is because we're in a new age. We're in a digital age. The monetary system that we have been attached to for so long is on the verge of collapse. Now, I'm not a financial advisor, but I spent quite a bit of time reading, watching CNN, not CNN, but CNBC, Bloomberg, YouTube videos about, you know, the financial market, the economy, and history. And I heard last night, I was watching this conversation with some very wise brothers and sisters, and one of them said that if you don't know your history, everything else is a mystery. And see, we don't know the history of the monetary system in this country, so that's why most of us are working from paycheck to paycheck. Don't have $500 saved for an emergency. And eventually, those who have a job, you're not going to have a job. Because your employer is not obligated to employ you for the rest of your life. Today, the average time on a job is about 4.5 years. And most of these jobs now, they want to give you 38 hours so they don't have to pay you any benefits. So now we have a situation where you're working, and you're underpaid, you have no retirement, you have no health care. And that's what a lot of people are facing. And then when over 50 million people lost their jobs during this pandemic, a lot of them, their health care was attached to their job. So now they're out of a job and no health care, and we're involved in this pandemic that's, you know, taking people's lives. And so a lot of people won't even go to the hospital or to the doctor now when they're feeling sick, because they don't want to have to pay that bill. You know, we're the only industrialized country on the planet that doesn't have universal health care. That's because this system that we are under here in the United States, they put profit over the people in the planet. You know, Wall Street, central banks, they're running this thing, and all they care about is making sure that their investors who are investing into the system get some type of return. Even though most of the people who depend on the stock market for retirement are going to find out that the 401k was another scam that they came up with. And as I said, I'm not a financial advisor. All I'm doing is sharing some information based on me reading books, going to seminars, watching presentations, and doing my research. So what is the plan that we have? This is our plan. We want to reverse what Richard Nixon did in 1971. We want to put you back on the gold standard. And how can you do that? Well, there's a company called FreeBay, and you can open up a free gold savings account. Let me say that again, free gold savings account. You know how, like, you have a bank account where you save in paper that's being confiscated through inflation? You know, the dollar is weakening, losing its value. Since it was created, it's lost 90% of its value. Well, you can open a gold savings account, and it costs you nothing. And you can start exchanging that declining currency for real money gold. You see, they didn't teach us this in school, that real money must be a store of value and wealth. It must be worth the same or more in the future as it is today. And the dollar can't do that, does not do that, it will not do that, because it's a fiat currency. Nixon took it off the gold standard in 71. It became a fiat currency, not backed by anything. Historically, every fiat currency returned to zero. So if you're saving paper, it's because you just didn't know. But now if you're watching this, you do know. So if you continue to save paper, then you really want to be robbed. You don't want to create generational wealth. You don't want to help close the wealth gap, because that's what we're trying to do, right? And that's what we are doing for those who want to close the wealth gap, because it continues to get wider and wider and wider, because we don't know about money. We don't know what real money is. We buy and we consume stuff instead of taking that paper and turning it into an asset. And gold is a tier one asset. Since the Federal Reserve was created, gold has increased over 6,000% in value. You know, in 1931, if you had $100,000 in cash, it would have about $2,000 worth of buying power today. But if you took that $100,000 in 1930 in exchange for gold, today it would be valued at over $4 million. So you're saving paper, you just didn't know. But now you know, and when we know better, we should do better. So there's a link here. You can open up your free gold savings account or get back with the person that shared this with you. If you have any questions, we'll be glad to get your questions answered. Now, that's not the only thing that we offer, but that's our foundation. Put your family back on the gold standard so you can close the wealth gap and build generational wealth. And if you share this with other people, you can get confiscated, pay you to help people save and gold. So we also have training and presentations daily, 12 noon and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a presentation. We share it on our Facebook page. We share it in this group. And also, we have the Crypto Academy. We'll teach you about new money cryptocurrency. We have a stable coin called the V99 that we're about to roll out. We have also the Evo Academy to teach you entrepreneurial skills, how to set goals, how to become successful in all areas of life. These are some of the products that we have to offer other people. Now, let me repeat. You can open up this account for free. It doesn't cost you anything to open it up. You can actually make money without even acquiring gold or any of the academy trainings or anything like that. Just by sharing with other people, you can start a home-based business. And by having a home-based business, you can reduce your tax liability. And so we'll be back here on Monday. Monday's mission, I hope everybody be safe and well and have a well-producing weekend and enjoy it to the utmost. My name is Kwame Benton. I want to thank you again for your time. And if you got any value out of this, like, share, and follow me so we can get this word out to the people so we can stop losing and being robbed by a system that don't care nothing about us. Election's coming up. Hope everybody's safe, because things are not looking too well right now in this country called the United States of America. Peace, power, and love.